Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of giving a priority preference to buying from a Jewish-owned store or somebody who's Jewish relative to somebody who's not. And parenthetically, we are going to have to discuss, it could be that this only applies to somebody who is a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, somebody who is observant. That person gets the priority. We will get to that, Mir Tashem, in a future date, in the next few days, hopefully. But our question today is, how about if the Jewish-owned store is further away from the non-Jewish-owned store? So we've been talking about pricing. If there is a pricing differential, and we said that at least one of the shitas, probably the most ascribed to shita, is it depends the differential in the pricing. If it's a significant difference, then you can buy from the non-Jew. If it's a small difference, buy from the Jew. So that was when we're just focused on a difference in the prices. But how about if, let's assume the prices are the same, but there is a distance differential between the stores and the Jew is further away, do I really have to put in the effort? And what is if it's much further away? So in fact, the Maharam Shik discusses this and he says, distance should not be considered. You're here to help a Jew, to help him give her parnasa. That's a big deal, and he really views it as this is a case of zenehene v'zelo chaser, that you are benefiting the store, you're not losing anything out, so put in some effort and make sure to go to the Jewish store. But really, how about if it's much further away? The Maharam Shik doesn't distinguish, but if let's just give an extreme example. If there's only a store in, you live in Los Angeles, and there's only a store in New York that sells the item, and you have to go there and see it, does that mean that you cannot buy it from a non-Jew in Los Angeles because there's a Jew who sells it in New York? That wouldn't make any sense. So the Tshuva's Piskei Uziel discusses our very issue, and he says that, let's look at the precedent. The Chikre Lev and others, when it comes to pricing, they distinguish between if there's a large differential and a small differential. So we should really use that same concept when discussing our issue of if there is a distance in the stores. We really should make that distinction between if it's much further away or just not too much further away. And in fact, he brings the Maharsham in his Tshuvas, who brings a Rashba, that makes this distinction. He says that there is a difference. If it's really further away, that's considered a tircha, that's too much of an effort, and it's in a different related context, but that's what the Maharsham brings from the Rashba. So the Piskei Uziel uses that concept as well, that we should treat our question of difference differential, a distance differential, no different from a money differential. And just like there is a money differential, if it's a large distinction, then you don't have to buy from the Jew, only for a small differential in pricing. The same thing would apply here. Aval ein hachinami b'makom sha'mercha kukatan. He says when the differential in the distances is only small, yesh lishtada liknos me'Yisrael, you really should make the effort to buy from the Jewish-owned store. G'day l'kayim mitzvahs chazal shuva b'toras kohanim, in order to fulfill the mitzvah brought down by chazal that we should give the preference to buy or sell with somebody who is amitecha. Now, that is still pretty high-level conceptual because we've been talking about a differential in distance, but what does that mean? What does it mean that it's a little further or a lot further? Does that mean if it's one store further or the block that's after the non-Jewish-owned store or it's half a kilometer away? Is that still not a lot or is that a little? And does it depend if you have a car or not, if you're driving that distance, if you have a bicycle? How do we distinguish between what's close and not close? So the Tshuvas V'Hanagos, Rabbi Moshe Shtermach says that I didn't find anyone that talked about this. The Lomatza Ashir Kama Chayav Adam Litrach Lelech Liknos. I didn't find it quantified by any poskim, but he does proffer a possibility that it could be a meal. What is a meal? Not M-E-A-L, to eat something. A meal is a distance of approximately a kilometer, like davening. There's a halacha that somebody is obligated to make minyan if there is a minyan within a distance of one meal, approximately a kilometer. Chazal takes 18 minutes. If it would take you 18 minutes to get there, and you'd have to get back as well. But we're just looking at one direction. So if it's going to be more than 18 minutes away, you don't have to make minyan. But if it's going to be within 18 minutes, you do have to make minyan. So he says maybe we can use that same standard when we're talking about distances, because we're taught they're both about distances, making minyan distance and going to do another mitzvah. Mitzvah of davening with the minyan, Chazal tell us 18 minutes, a meal. So too, when it comes to going and buying from a Jew, we could say that that is our standard, 18 minutes. Now, that would be whether you are driving or you're walking. We're not going to make it based on distance. We're going to make it based on time. So as long as I can get there in 18 minutes, I would be obligated. So if I only have feet, then it would be 18 minutes based on my walking. If I have a car, I typically use the car to get around. It would be based on 18 minutes in the car. So that is what the Tshuva is for Hanhago says. It's within 18 minutes. You have either the obligation or the mitzvah to go buy Jewish, even if that Jewish store is 18 minutes further than the non-Jewish store. But if it's more than 18 minutes further than the non-Jewish store, then I certainly have no obligation. And then Rav Sherman adds on some important information as it relates to our topic. And he says this whole concept of giving a preference to a Jew versus a non-Jew, if it's not too far away, he says this whole concept, Hainu Dafka Liknut Bikvius. What we're talking about is when you are a regular purchaser at a store. You purchase, you go there regularly, you have to make that effort. If it's not too far away, you have to go to the Jewish store. Or if it's a one-time purchase, but it's a relatively large purchase, you're going to buy that car, you're going to buy some expensive piece of electronics, you're going to buy something big, something significant, you really have to make that effort to go to that Jewish store, even if it's further away. As long as it's within the 18 minutes, you have to go to the Jewish store. However, a one-off. It just happened. That happens to be on by the non-Jewish store, and it's not a regular occurrence for me that I'm going to go to the non-Jewish store, but okay, I need to make an exception to the rule. Or if it's something small, for example, you wake up and you need milk for your kids for breakfast, you don't have to go for something small all the way to the Jewish store as long as it's within 18 minutes. 17 minutes away, you don't have to do it for something that small. There's no hakpada, there's no reason to be strict about this. You can buy it from the close proximity non-Jewish owned store rather than going to the Jewish store. Not a problem at all. We're not makbid on that. So Moshe Sternberg is telling us that this concept of being strict about distance, that if it's within a small amount, within 18 minutes, go to the Jewish store. That's talking about when you're regularly purchasing, you're making a large purchase. But if it's a one-off or it's something that small, this concept, this halacha, this mitzvah, maybe it's a mitzvah still, but certainly the obligation would no longer apply. Have a wonderful day.